Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Temura Chaf Beis, Temura 22b, pagination is 44. We're going to be starting towards the end of the Mishnah, which is about 13 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Hamafrish Chatos, a specific case in the Mishnah. Now, by way of background, we have learned that a chatos sha'avda, a korban chatos, it was designated as an atonement korban for an individual, and it got lost, and the person wants to get his atonement, so he designated a different one, and he actually processed that different one and got his atonement. V'nimtzeis, and you found the lost chatos, after the owner has already achieved his atonement with the second karbon. And the Rambam, for example, Psuli Amakdashim Dalet Aleph, lists this off as part of the list of chataos that are Hare Elu Yamusu, that unique halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that such an animal would die. So again, the first animal is designated as a korban chatos, but it disappeared. A second animal is designated by the owner because he wants to move things along. We, in fact, bring that second animal in the Beis HaMikdash. He got his atonement, and now the first animal shows up. It's found. Hare'ilu yamos, that animal dies. It is not sent to pasture to get a mum. It's one of those very unusual cases. Now, the question that our Mishnah is going to address is what happened if the first chatas is found after the second one was designated, but before it was brought. So now, you have two options in terms of your karban. In the words of the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, Hare Shteihem Omdos, they're both standing here, available. Karban was not yet brought. What's the Halacha? And we will see it's a Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Let's take a look in the Gemara at the Mishnah. Again, about 13 lines up. Hamafrish Chatos Va'ovda. A person designated the Chatos and it got lost. V'hifrish Acheres Tachto, and he designated a different one as its replacement. Lo hispik la'akriva, but he didn't have a chance to bring it, at shenimtzis harishona, until the first one was already found. So hayu shteyim tamimos, if it's a case where both animals are eligible, they're no mumin, sometimes when you find an animal after it's been missing, so it has a mum, and that's one of the cases we consider. But over here, they're both available. Achas mehem tikariv chatos, one of them is brought as a korban chatos to discharge his obligation. Vashaniya tomos divrei Rebbe, and the second one will die. This is the opinion of Rebbe, that not only is the halacha l'Moshe Misinai said of chatos shekipru bailov, that a chatos is found after the owner has already achieved an atonement with a different animal, the animal dies, was not only said if he physically got his atonement, but even the designation of the second animal, once one of them is processed, the other one is a chatos shekipru bailov, and therefore it dies. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, ein chatos meisa. That's not the case of the halacha l'Moshe Misinai that Moshe taught us. Ela shenimtzeis me'acha shekipru habailim. It has to be that it was discovered after the owner has already achieved his atonement, meaning it was avuda, it was lost the entire time, including the time when he got his kapara. It has to really meet the parameters of avuda, of lost. In fact, if you did more of this daf, you may have encountered that as the lines get wide, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Naktinan Aveda Velo Genuva. The halacha Moshe Misinai was only said when it was lost, not when it was stolen. Aveda Velo Gezula, lost and not when it was stolen by force. It has to be that it meets the parameters of Avuda to be the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. This is actually a fascinating subject matter well beyond our segment, but sometimes there's a tradition and we take it quite literally. There's a concept, for example, regarding garlic, that if it stays overnight, not part of a food, not as an ingredient, but it stays overnight, peeled and unused, that there's a concern with it. And in practical terms, many kashrus agencies will enforce that and will not allow that to be used. There's discussion if it applies today, but assuming it applies today, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he allows such a thing when it's done in bulk as a company production, as opposed to a home scenario where the garlic cloves are separated and they sat there unused overnight. And therefore you will find bulk garlic cloves are sold with hashgacha, even though they're staying overnight, and they're used in certified commissaries. In bulk is different. That's not what the scenario was. The scenario discussed in the Gemara of concern was a homemaker. But if it's a different application, it doesn't apply. It's a fascinating thing that you need a posik to tell you whether this is all the same and it's prohibited, or the slightest deviation, distinction from the original law, and suddenly it doesn't apply. Over here, that's what Abaye tells us. Aveda v'loginuva, if it's lost because someone stole it, that's not the case of Aveda, that there's a halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai that the animal has to die. It's only the case of Aveda. And here also, the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, are insisting, so to speak, it has to be not just that it was once Avuda, it has to be that it was Avuda v'kipru habaylim, that it was still lost at the time of the atonement. And in such a case, ve'ein hama'os hochem liyam hamelach, and likewise, exchange money would not have to be brought to the yam hamelach to be disposed of. It has to be that it was still lost during the kapara, and it was only found afterwards. There's an interesting addendum to this law, this machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If we look at the facing page, the top of Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees, meaning even the Chachamim would agree, She'im Mashach Achas Ve'ekriva, if the owner chose one of the two eligible chatos and actually brought it, Shashnia Mesa, then indeed that would be a case of chatos shekipru bailov, as Rashi explains, because docha ho'acheres biyadayim, if he chose one of them, then he was pushing the other one away, and goli daite delo ichvas lemine, he makes it clear that he's not interested in it. However, mashach achas, Bali Malech, if he would come to ask us advice, then the halacha would indeed be different. The word Lehi Malech may very well come from the concept of he's accepting someone else as king. He's accepting someone else's guidance, possibly. Balihi Malech. The words of the Rambam, Omrim lo sheyischapa bezu shefresh rishona, then he's showing that either one is eligible in his mind. We tell him, use the first one, vashniya tira acheyipo bamum, and you could have the second one graze until it gets a mum, and there it's ineligible either way, and therefore, v'yiplu dameha l'nedava, you could sell it, and you could use its money for a donation. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.